Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? And welcome to the Inspirational Talk Radio Network. Today we have our guest, Joy Ross Davis. She's waiting in the wings. Joy is the author of a number of titles. Mother, Can You Hear Me is an important one this month, as this is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Sisters Divided is a series she has. Evelyn's Treasure, Countenance, The Sutler of Petersburg, A Transformation of Biddy Brown, to name a few. If you go on Amazon and you put Joy Ross Davis into the search bar and you find her author page, and you read her bio, you're going to find she spent some time in Ireland. She worked as a writer and a photographer. Pretty interesting stuff, publishing numerous travel articles and photos for an Irish travel agency. Let's get Joy into the studio here to talk about this. Joy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. What is a person that was a college professor for 25 years doing over in Ireland having a good time? How long were you there, and what was the draw?
The draw was that I saw in a magazine an ad for travel writers, and so I answered the ad, but I answered it on behalf of my students, the students I was teaching, because I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for several of them who had told me that they wanted to travel and write travel articles. And so I answered it on their behalf, and the company responded to me and said, "Well, what about you? Are you interested in doing this, in coming to Ireland and writing travel articles?" And I said, "Sure, I guess." And so they wanted a writing sample, and I sent them a writing sample. And within a few minutes, they called. I got a phone call from Ireland, and they said, "We want you to come, and we want you to spend 6 months here traveling around the country, writing travel articles for Americans who are visiting Ireland for the first time." And so that's how I got the gig. And
did you find 6 months was too long a stay, or wasn't enough, or it was just enough time for
you to enough.
Get everything in?
It wasn't enough. I did miss my family, but, you know, I talked to them two or three times a week, and but it wasn't long enough. I actually, if I could, I would get a little cottage there and stay 6 months of the year. And because it is I met so many wonderful people, and when they found out that I was a travel writer, then they wanted to take me places and show me things, and it was an amazing experience, from the outpouring of sort of their grace and their willingness to help me when I was just a stranger, an American stranger, and they were all just so accommodating, and it was a wonderful experience.
How did this translate all into your work? Because you have common threads throughout your fiction. You have angels. You do write historical work. You wrote inspired romance. You have paranormal elements to your stories. How did that time in your life affect your writing career?
I think that what that time did, my months there, I think that what that did was that it solidified for me ideas that I had sort of carried around all of my life. My ancestors came from Scotland to Ireland, and so all my life I was told these stories about things that had happened to my great-great-great-grandfather and some of them were not explainable in by sort of human terms. And it was actually from one of those stories that I learned that one of my great-great-great-grandmothers had, she professed to see angels. And so I just sort of carried that with me. And when I was in Ireland, I had this sense, there are places in Ireland, sacred places in Ireland. And I was fortunate enough to have an Irish priest as a friend, and he took me around to many different sacred places in Ireland, like the Holy Wells. There's a St. Patrick's Holy Well, and it's supposed to be the place where St. Patrick vanquished the enemy, Cromdu, who is just their name for the devil. And there are sites like that all over Ireland. It is a mystical, spiritual place. Not at all what my vision of Ireland had been. And so I got to see it in a new way, as a sacred and spiritual place. And I think that has carried over into my work. And I learned much of the history, and that too carries over. So I think that trip to Ireland, it gave me a new perspective, so that what I write is often historical, it's often mystical, paranormal, and more often than not takes place in Ireland, because I just grew so attached in my heart, in my spirit. I just grew so attached to that place that it carries over into everything.
That's pretty intense. Everybody, you're listening to the Inspirational Talk Talk Radio Network today. Our guest is Joy Ross Davis. Just a plug, on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to have we're going to be hosting the Helping Hands Press Thursday night party, part of which Joy will be mentioned in there, especially because this is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Speaking of that, Joy, you have a nonfiction book that is called Mother, Can You Hear Me?
Yes.
A very touching book. You have a ton of really nice five-star reviews on Amazon. In fact, let me see, with the Kindle edition. The Kindle edition is 99 cents for anybody out there listening. The paperback's $9.99. No, it's a beautiful book.
It is.
You have, we've scrolled down to the five-star reviews, you have... There's 100% five-star reviews. Some of the things said about Mother, Can You Hear Me? Excellent, heartwarming, endearing, educational. Very descriptive. Implementing humor and a heartfelt collection of stories about her mother's dementia and her relationship. Joy Ross Davis educates and entertains. Another one. I enjoyed this book very much. It brought back memories of how we had to deal with my own mama and her awful and this awful disease. Tell the folks at home a little bit about what's going on in Mother, Can You Hear Me? And what that journey was like for you.
Well, at the time that I wrote the book, it wasn't a book. It was just a series of essays. When I took care of my mother, I knew very little about dementia, Alzheimer's, or how to take care of somebody who had it. And so I had to learn just from day-to-day experience and from the home health care aides. I had to learn how to deal with my mother, and so that there wouldn't be just continual confusion and strife. because Alzheimer's patients, you know, since their memory is fogged, their emotions become vibrant, and they can get angry and confused, and as anyone would who couldn't remember things. And so it was those kinds of things that I needed to learn how to deal with. And part of my therapy at night when I was taking care of my mother, part of my therapy was to write, just to write about what I had experienced that day. And so it was a relief for me to be able to put my experiences on paper. And I never, ever planned to do anything with them. It was just a collection of things that I wrote on a daily basis, trying to deal with these times of confusion and strife and anger and bitterness. And so the more I did it, the more I thought that maybe other people who were going through it, who had to deal with the daily, not just the daily functions of a person, but the daily confusion that would take place when my mother couldn't find something or she couldn't remember something, and she would get angry. And so that was part of dealing with that. And I thought other people might be going through the same thing. And so a friend of mine had asked if I wanted to publish one of the articles in the local newspaper. And so at the time, I had only two of them written. And I published the one, the first one. And I was at the post office a few days later. And there was a man in there, and he said, "You're the lady that writes the column, the new column called Mother, Can You Hear Me?" And I said, "Yes, I'm the one." And he said, "You know, I went through the same thing with my mother, and I love that story you wrote." And so little by little, people would see me and tell me that my story touched them. And so that was big incentive for me to keep going. And so that's what I did. I just wrote about things that happened and how I dealt with them or didn't deal with them. And so it's not anything that's scientific. It's just my personal reaction to some of the struggles that people might encounter.
It's very nice of you to share them with everybody, because I think folks have, there's a common thread with some folks, and it seems like you struck a nerve with those 5-star reviews, folks that were nice enough to leave them for you. They really understood where you were coming from, and really helped them to know that they weren't alone. And they're sharing the same experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our guest today on the Inspirational Talk Radio Network is Joy Ross Davis. Joy, you are going to be sometime later in July at a writer's conference, and you're going to host a couple workshops. What are you going to be doing with that?
I am. I'll be in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with the International Women's Writers Guild, and I'll be hosting two workshops. The first one is on writing memoirs, and it's called Rising Out of the Ashes. And that is just a workshop on four people who have struggled with issues in their lives, and they want to write about it, but they just quite don't know how. And so I'm using Mother, Can You Hear Me as my main work in that workshop. And I hope that it will be successful. The second one is it's called author branding. And so because I'm referred to as Angel Writer, then that's my brand. And I want to share that with other people so that they can get their brand. And I think branding gives readers an idea of what they're going to read about. And I think it's important. And so that's the second one. And I hope it will be popular, and I hope it will be informative and entertaining at the same time.
We'll be talking about social media and also a bit about nonfiction. You write both nonfiction and fiction. What is the big difference for you between the two when you're writing that? Are they monumental, or is it easy for you to shift gears?
It's not really too difficult for me to shift gears. I find that when I'm writing from real life, when I'm writing nonfiction, I do that pretty quickly because I have stories that come to me and things that I remember vividly, and I usually can do those pretty quickly and get them on paper and then go back and read them to see if they're, you know, if they need lots of work or a little bit of work. And so the nonfiction part is sort of quick and easy for me. The fiction part takes a little bit longer because I don't have it already mapped out for me. With nonfiction, I know what's going to happen. I know every step. I know all of that. But with fiction, it's a little bit harder because whatever happens is what I create. And sometimes when I begin a story, I have the ending already in my head. I know how it's going to end. I just don't know how I'm going to get to that point. And so that's usually my big clue that I have something worthwhile to work on, is if I get the ending, and then I know, okay, that's where I'm going. And it works that way with just about every story. I always start with an ending, and then I work my way to that ending. So it's a little bit more difficult.
Are the descriptive natures different on fiction and nonfiction?
Oh, sure. I think so. The nonfiction is, I write about a particular incident, one incident, usually. Usually not a series of incidents, although I have done a couple of those. But in fiction, I can't limit myself to one person, place, thing, or event. I have to cover many of those. And so, they're so different. They're much different. And I think nonfiction is much easier for me, but I'm drawn more to fiction than I am to nonfiction.
Interesting. Cool. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Inspirational Talk Radio Network. Our guest today is Joy Ross Davis. Thursday, we're going to have the Help Me Answer Press Thursday night party. Patty J. Smith will be joining us probably in early July. And on Thursday's broadcast, Larry Peterson, I forgot to mention, Larry Peterson will be with us probably about a third of the way into the show. And he'll be talking about the Demons of Abaddon and the Peaches and the Priest, both young adult novels that he has. That should be an interesting conversation with Larry. Joy, what do you want to leave us with as we're winding down the show here? Where can folks find you on social media, as you were talking about your discussion on branding? Where can folks find you out there in the social media world?
Well, I'm on Twitter at Joy Ross Davis. I'm on Facebook. They can type in Joy Ross Davis or J. Davis Angel Writer. And they can find me on Facebook. I'm not on, I'm on Google Plus, but I'm not on Instagram yet. But I'm also on Amazon. They can just go to Amazon.com and Amazon.com UK in the United Kingdom. And I have an author page on both of those. And so they can find my books listed there. And they can also just contact me on Facebook and say,
yeah,
as many
folks
as they
go to
have.
Your Facebook page, will they find your blog link there?
No, but I do have a website. Usually when I do a blog, I'll post it on my Facebook page, and there will be a link that they can click that will go right to that. Otherwise, they can go to, they can go to my website, which is just Joy Ross Davis, one word, joyrossdavis.com, and they can find out what I'm doing and what's new. And so there are lots of different ways to get in touch with me.
Fantastic. You can always find some of her blog posts on the Helping Hands Press blog. Just go through the archives, which is located on the sidebar partway down. You can always find some of Joy's work there. There will be some posts in the future from Joy also. So you can also check that out. I want to thank you, Joy, for being a guest here today. And it's been a pleasure.
You're quite welcome, and I enjoyed it.
Everybody, thanks a lot for listening to the Inspirational Talk Radio Network. We want to thank our sponsor, Helping Hands Press. We'll be back on in a couple days with the Helping Hands Press Thursday night party. And we want to thank everybody for listening in today. Spread the word. And have an awesome day, everybody. Thank you, Joy, again. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.